Sechtes Arla is Perikei Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah discusses an oven that was in a house in the times of the Tanoim, and their ovens, in order to get the smoke out of the house, they were connected to an exhaust pipe that led out of the house. So think of the exhaust pipe on the back of a car, that the fumes leave the car. So similarly, in order to get the fumes out of the house, they would have an exhaust pipe that was connected to the oven, and it went through the wall, and it opened to the outside, so that the smoke would come out of the oven, go through this pipe, and end up out of the house instead of filling the inside of the house. So, Zakti Mishnah, Tanershu Omid B'soch HaBayis. So you have this oven, it's an earthenware oven, and it's inside a house, but Einoi Kimura L'chutz. It has a exhaust pipe to take the smoke out that extends through the wall to outside. And what happened? The Heloi Alav Kavri HaMeis. And over this exhaust pipe, a mace was being carried to be buried, and it formed an oil over this exhaust pipe. So now, what's going to be with the exhaust pipe, with the oven, and with the house? So Beishamai, says, Hakol Tameh, everything's Tameh. What happens is, Zak Beishamai, the Tumah spreads through this exhaust pipe, goes into the oven, and since the oven's a keli, it spreads through the oven to the rest of the house, and therefore, even anything else in the house, not just the oven, is going to be Tameh. Beis Hillel says no. Hatanur Tameh v'abayis tar. Beis Hillel says no, it doesn't work that way. Since the Tumah is only over the exhaust pipe, so it's Metameh the oven, but it doesn't spread through the oven to the rest of the house, because at the end of the day, the mace is only forming an oil over the exhaust pipe. It's not forming an oil over the entire oven. Rabbi Kiva says, Afatanur tar. Rabbi Kiva says no. It's not even forming an oil over the actual oven. It's only forming an oil over the protruding exhaust pipe. And therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, even the oven is going to be tar. And the Rav brings down that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Now we turn to Mishnah Beis. Aruba Shebein Abayis Laliyah. So you had the main floor of a house, which had a mace in it, and you had an attic. And separating between the main floor of the house and the attic was Aruba, was this one square tefach space. So normally, the Tumah would go through the one square tefach space and go from the house to the attic. However, you had something plugging up the hole. Ukedera nesuna leho. There was a pot, an earthenware pot, that was plugging up this hole. So we know that halacha is, regarding an earthenware pot, we learned this in Masechtas Kelim, that earthenware keli is different than a regular keli in that the Tumah can only go through the opening. It can't access through the outside of the pot. In other words, if you have an earthenware keli that's sealed, what's called a tzamid pasil, it's a sealed pot. And if you have anything inside the pot, it's protected from Tumah. Even if this keli would, let's say, be in a house where there's Tumah Zoyel spreading all around, but if this keli, this earthenware keli, was sealed with a proper seal on the mouth of it, then Tumah would not be able to penetrate. Tumah can only go through a opening on the mouth of the keli. It can't access through the outside of it. So you took this earthenware keli and you plugged up the hole, hoping to protect the Tumah from spreading into the attic, because the bottom of this keli was facing the house, and the mouth of the keli was inside the attic. So the Tumah normally would have been blocked from getting into the attic. However, with regards to a tzamid pasil, if there's a hole in the keli, enough that liquid could get through, then it stops functioning as a tzamid pasil, and Tumah is able to get in. It only functions as a tzamid pasil to prevent Tumah if it has no hole the size enough to let liquid in. So this pot that you plugged in the attic had the hole, Zakta Mishnah. Unikuva b'kaines mashke. It had this hole enough to allow liquid to seep in. So now the Tumah normally would be able to get in. So what's the halacha? Do we say that the Tumah's oihel spreads from the house through this hole into the attic? Or do we say no? We're not talking about a tzamid pasil here. We're talking about an oihel. The attic is its own oihel. And this pot is not a tzamid pasil. It's functioning as a plug for the attic. And therefore, it should prevent the Tumah. So, Zakti Mishnah, Beishamai Arme Makol Tameh. Beishamai says no. Since it can't function as a tzamid pasil to prevent Tumah from getting inside of it, so it likewise it cannot function as a plug to prevent the Tumah from getting into the rest of the attic, and therefore everything in the attic is Tameh. Beis Hillel Leiman, Beis Hillel says no. Hakadera Tameh. This pot, you're right, the pot is not a Tzamid Pasul, so the pot becomes Tameh. Toma is able to access the pot. However, as far as the attic is concerned, Valiya Tahira, the attic is tar. Because from the pot's perspective, it becomes Tame, it can't prevent Toma from hitting it. But from the attic's perspective, the attic has a proper plug. And the fact that there's a smaller than tefach opening in the to the attic doesn't allow the Toma to get in. So the attic is still saved, Zak Beis Hillel, from allowing Toma to access it. Rabbi Kiva says, Afakadeira Tahira. Rabbi Kiva says that since the Toma cannot get into the attic, it can't get into the Keli either, because the Keli is considered part and parcel with the attic. And if the attic is protected from Toma, then so is the Keli. Some of the Mefarshim point out that Beis Hillel really agrees in principle with Rabbi Akiva, but it's a Chumrah that he holds that we declare that the pot is Tameh. But really, in principle, he would agree with Rabbi Akiva that really, the halacha of the pot should really be Tahar, just like the attic.